Hey, everybody, it's Lisa Lampanelli, the Queen of Maine, and you know what? I got my own podcast. Yeah, does everyone have one? Pretty much, but mine's different because I'm going to help you like I help myself. Get Stuffed with Lisa Lampanelli every week is going to teach you how to have the fabulous life that I have. If you don't listen, you're just stupid and don't want to help yourself, so don't even listen. I don't even want you to. But if you do, if you disobey my orders and listen, you can go to feralaudio.com or download it from iTunes. But again, don't listen. I don't even care.
Feral Audio.
Georgia.
Allie.
What's going on?
Let's talk about the most romantic setting that I've ever been in my life right now.
Really?
We got fucking candlelight.
Yep.
We've got a fucking mosquito drapery.
Pumpkins. Oh,
pumpkins.
Sorry.
Damn it, Tom!
We have an intro interloper.
We have a ghost named Tom speaking.
My Hello wallet ghost. On the...
Put your fucking microphone down!
Read the rules, Sibley.
Do you want me to hit you again?
Don't answer that.
Answer that.
We have Stephen Ray Morris sipping a whiskey, a rye whiskey. You know what we don't have?
What?
10 cameras.
You know what we don't have? We haven't released the single from hell or the solo from hell that we recorded
that was possessed.
We recorded a solo a couple weeks ago. It'll probably come out where we tell you guys that our full screen slumber party video podcast that we had for the past 3-4 months.
Yep.
Not coming back.
Finito.
Remember how you liked Tom, I can see you putting the fucking microphone to your face.
This used to be our playground.
Hold your fire.
So this is clearly the casual slumber party that you guys knew and loved.
Kicking back.
And then kind of went away from when we got into a video podcast and we're like, eh. And now we're back.
We're back in an apartment. No one's wearing shoes.
I'm wearing pajamas, but I don't give a shit if I have a bra on or not.
Oh, yeah. Fuck a bra.
Yeah. I have a black eye, and I don't need makeup on it.
We'll talk about the black eye. Let's talk about the black eye. First, tell me what you learned this week.
Okay. I learned about a thing that you probably already know about.
I don't know.
I learned it because I saw a video of it that blew my fucking mind to pieces.
Okay.
About brine pools. Dude, okay. I told you'd know about it.
I happened to see this.
Did you see the video? Me. Oh my God.
Yes, yes.
So brine pools are basically these, like they're lakes at the bottom of an ocean. Yes, you heard me right.
I know.
A lake at the bottom of the ocean that's just like crazy concentrated, super salty water. So it is a different consistency than the ocean water. And you can, and it's like raised like a lagoon. There are all these like mussels surrounding it. And if a crab walks into it, they fucking die immediately because they can't deal with all the salt water. And so you, like, they have this video of it. And there's like fucking crab carcasses all around. Only yep. like scrimps and fucking like anemones can like survive in there. Shrimp and anemones. Okay. I can only say one right.
Enemies.
Enemies. And public like, enemy.
I was like, what's a scrimp? I don't
scramps.
Even know what that is.
A scramp.
Scramps.
It's a scramp dish.
Yeah.
But there's waterfalls of
yeah.
hell of salty
so
water.
There's like waterfalls of the brine pool pouring into the ocean, but you can see a waterfall and like you can see ripples in yeah. the ocean water of the brine pool.
Go and look it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
For some reason, there's these really annoying people narrating it, but
I think it's a submarine operator, yeah. which I feel like let him have his day.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
The thing about them is they're very excited about it, which is fun to hear like a scientist be excited about a thing.
Instead
of just being like, here's this thing.
Yeah, I say get pumped. It's a danger zone for crabs and scramps. Like, get into it.
Scramps and crabs. Yeah. And they're just like fucking dead. I mean, it's cool.
The thing that got me to watch it was the headline was like, if you go into this underwater lake, you'll die. And I was like, why will I die?
Because you don't have a submarine mask on? What are they called?
Because I can't swim at the bottom of the ocean. Also, it's very salty.
Where's my submarine mask?
Because you're not a scrimp.
Oh my God, their ghost is so scary. Allie, petrified. Allie, what'd you learn?
I learned that if you take your phone, right? Uh-huh. You know how you look at your phone, you look at bullshit for hours.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, oh, I'm dumber now.
Uh-huh. every day. So you can take your phone and you can, if you have
an iPhone, an Apple product, yeah,
you can swipe your whole goddamn screen.
Show me.
To the right.
Okay, everyone swipe your phone to the...
To the right.
Right.
And then some shit will... Oh, wait. I'm on airplane mode. This is demo.
Oh, honey.
Fucking...
Okay, I swipe it to my right.
I'm no Steve Jobs right now.
And then...
Swipe it to the right.
Yeah.
And then some stuff will come up underneath your nearbys that is all of this news business. And it gives you all of the latest headlines.
Oh, yeah.
So you can read about things that aren't like your neighbor made a post.
I have a new phone and it doesn't have that. But that's great.
So you can, but the thing that's good about this is you can read the headlines. Yeah. And then when someone is like, how about
I heard about that.
One sentence on your iPhone screen.
All you need to see is the headline.
It's really
weird. I mean, you're right. We're very smart.
But I've been doing it lately this week because
instead of like clicking on Instagram or whatever.
Trying to. And I'm like, okay, that's one way to get slightly more informed.
I think so too. It's like when you're bored going there. I mean, let's be honest though. Like at this point, like fucking like popular journalism and news is just fucking bullshit social media too. If we're really going to get into it. All it's trying to do is get you to click on it, just like fucking Instagram is. It's no fucking better. They give you headlines that they want you to see that they think are going to sell ads. It's all bullshit.
Well, that's been journalism forever. I mean, remember yellow journalism? That was the first clickbait ever.
I know, but I'm talking about like superficial surface journalism. That's what you get on an iPhone instead of like digging into it and finding like.
I mean, you can get balls deep in an expose, and I'm all for that.
Oh, I love a good article on Vogue. You know, like a good real article on Vogue. Not like a Vogue article, but like a, this person figured out why.
Not like a Boots, yes or no.
I mean, I love that too. And the answer is yes. All right. Let's ask our guest what he thinks about Boots, yes or no, Tom Sibley.
Hey, hi.
Tom Sibley is a comedian and he's in commercials a lot as hard.
I do a lot of acting.
And he is a co-host of the amazing professional wrestling podcast
with George's husband, Vince.
We Watch Wrestling.
Yes.
It's a good podcast.
Check it out, you guys.
Good people.
Thanks
for
being
good people.
On, Tom.
Great times, great oldies. You really just found out about swiping right and seeing news headlines? That's
sure
like
did.
There's this text function on my phone where I can text people.
Didn't know it.
You don't have to call. You can just send them words.
No, I did not know it until the other day. Everyone else knew about it?
Yeah.
Fuck. You knew about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
God damn it.
What I've been trying to do is I subscribe to the New York Times digital. And instead, when I have the urge to look at Instagram, and I do
on
not
the
do
toilet.
This perfectly. Yeah, when I'm on the toilet, taking one of my prize-winning dumps.
Those four times a day?
Yeah, I have my four times a day.
45 minutes to kill.
I try to go...
Stephen Ray Morris is crying.
Yeah, I got him laughing. That's great.
Yeah, you could tell you're being funny when Stephen's laughing. Allie and I are kind of dicks, and we're like... I'm trying not to
You guys
to
are definitely
laugh.
Dicks.
I'm trying not to overwhelm the microphone with my breathy laughter. I take it away sometimes.
Fuck that.
But I try to go to the New York Times app and read... anything other than just mindlessly going on Instagram because it's just getting worse and worse for me.
It is.
I find I resent people now more and more.
For what?
Totally.
For their pictures and their hashtags.
and their lives that they are trying to show everyone.
No, but sometimes people
leaving.
Will hashtag a bunch of stuff and they're doing it kooky, but it's like you're still doing it for the
likes.
Oh,
like hashtag funny, hashtag I'm being a dork.
Yeah, and then you're like, no, man, you're just doing it for the likes.
Have you ever used a hashtag, Tom Sibley?
I use them as rare, very, very rarely.
Okay.
Yeah.
How, what'd you learn this week?
What did I learn this week? I learned about the importance of honesty today.
Okay. In a very special episode
in
of
a
Tom
very special episode. I just put my foot up on the coffee table and I'm wearing a sweater. Thank you for being cool about being footless. Well, I'm so much more chill around women.
Vince talks about you being footless all the time.
I know. And it drives him crazy.
It does drive him crazy.
Why? No bare feet in the house?
I'm very... Well, Vince doesn't like the fact that when I arrive anywhere,
you're in
I take
sweat
off my shoes
and you take your shoes
and
up.
I take off my socks. Because I just like to be comfortable, especially when we record. I like to be as comfortable as possible, so I don't think too much.
Yes, on the shoes, the socks is a little al fresco.
Unless you're already not wearing socks.
It's just like one step of comfort. It'd be like if I took off my jacket, of course. If I took off my bra. Okay,
keep in mind, I see Vince at least once a week, and we are together for at least 2 hours.
What's your excuse right now, week. Then?
What's that?
So what's your excuse right now, then? But I'm kidding, because we're so comfortable, friends.
Oh, right now. Oh, yeah, because everyone else is barefoot.
Yeah, we're all barefoot.
I don't care. Allie's barefoot, and I feel like I have a stronger feminine energy, so I can really relax more, and I know it's cool.
Yeah, I don't care. My feet are just kind of gross right now.
Georgia,
my feet are always gross.
I am in a position where, like, a gynecologist doesn't have a better
Allie's in a field goal position right now.
I know. Like, catch my baby coming out of my puss or whatever.
Oh,
like, just, like, front row. You can have your gross fucking feet out, but I can't say puss.
What is the correlation between all of us being barefoot and my feet being on the coffee table and the word puss?
Puss.
It's comfort with your body, you guys. Yeah.
All right, I will not spread
I'm getting much more comfortable with my body. I adjusted my meds and I've been getting way less obsessed with like the gym and eating, because that's like a major obsession area for me, of like a real control
wait, I want to talk about this. So how long have you been on meds for?
2008.
Okay, so you're not new, but you're like, revving up.
We're coming up on like 10 years, so I'm definitely not.
Jesus, it's not?
Yeah, you don't forget.
That sounds 3 years ago.
The Strokes aren't a new band anymore, guys.
Super into this Napster thing, you guys.
Yeah,
listening to Strokes
like, there's this thing called iTunes on my phone. Any song, I can pay for it.
When you think about, the thing to think about is when a kid who was born in 2008 could have like a conversation with you about the weather, then you're like, that was a long time ago.
No, I can't. Stephen today said something about being in high school in 2005, and I was like, get out.
You're like, honey.
Just go. Wait, I want to hear what you learned, though. And then let's circle back to your meds. But
What I learned today, I learned about being rigorously honest. I had jury duty today. And this is something that I had actively put off. I even skipped it. I just didn't return anything. Mm. And then I got this thing in the mail, and I try to be as honest as I can in my life from when I originally skipped it to now. A lot's changed. So
Your meds.
My meds and my lifestyle and everything. So I was like, I have to just go. I have to do this. Everything will work out fine. And I go there, and we went into the courtroom for a panel to be questioned to see if they want you to be part of the thing.
Right.
And the judge goes, usually these cases will last anywhere to like 3 to 5 days, and some can go on for much longer. This is one of those cases. I almost threw up. She was like, this is going to go till the end of November.
Whoa.
And I seriously was getting sick to my stomach.
Oh, my God.
And, then she goes, like, if you're willing and able to stay for that long, please stand. And I thought no one was going to stand. Yeah. And a bunch of old Jay Brown suckers all got up and were like, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Who are these people?
They're people, man. There's like retirees.
There's retired people. And I think people that hate their job that know they get paid.
They get paid.
No, you get $14 a day, don't you?
No. Their job pays them.
Oh.
Yeah. Legally, their job has to pay.
So on top of that sweet 14 you're getting from the state. You're also getting paid. Yeah.
And you got an amazing fucking story to tell. If you know,
it was a lot of paninis for $14.
This was a civil case about, but here's the other thing.
What was it about?
It was a land dispute.
Oh, that's boring.
With real estate.
It sounds like, isn't that from the Princess Bride?
They read out all the
charges,
the people that were going to be involved in the case. And if you knew any of the people, and she went through like 20 people that were going to be involved. It was terrifying. And the other thing, when you walk into the courtroom, everyone, all defense and prosecution teams are all standing there staring at you very openly because they're sizing everybody up. It's unbelievably uncomfortable. A bunch of really old, like, coffee breath looking men. Just like,
so what happened when you didn't stand up?
I stand up, so they go, all right, you have a hardship, so you have to tell the judge what the hardship is, and I am racking my brain for the right thing to say.
That's your hardship.
Right. Didn't have they seen your commercial reel? Come on.
I know. I was like, Your Honor, do you have Vimeo, or are you familiar with Vimeo? Because that's the way it looks best. I have it on YouTube, and I can send that, and that's fine, but Vimeo is where it looks
Ask all the girls best. I've dated. I am just constantly...
I am now the face of gay America through Hallmark.
Yep.
I'm not gay, by the way.
Congrats on that campaign, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much.
If you see a really cute ad, is it on TV?
It may go to TV. I know it's on the web.
That's right awesome, now. Though. No one watches TV anymore.
Yeah. Adorable gay couple in a Hallmark.
One of the
commercials. Yeah, we're moving into a house around Christmas. Adorable. And I'm the one with the Backstreet Boys facial hair.
Because
Vince had to teach me how to shave.
Correctly. Keep going.
All right, I'm sorry.
There's so many topics for
you. I know.
It gets to me to talk to say what my hardship is, and I knew in my gut, I was like, you can't lie. Mm-hmm. Just say exactly what's going on. And I said, Your Honor, I'm an actor, and my livelihood based on being available for auditions. I marked down actor and self-employed, and I said I get paid out for 7 days. And the only reason I put that was because I was nervous and I didn't know what to do. Whole courtroom laughs.
Oh, no.
And the judge just goes, that's fine. Sit down. That was it.
And he dismissed you?
Yeah, I got dismissed from that. And then I went upstairs and I read my new Pendergast novel on my Kindle for like 5 hours. And then
are you serious?
Went home, yeah.
Why did you have to stay for the 5 hours?
Yeah.
Because there was one other case where they thought they might need jurors.
Oh, for
so
a short
at 11:30, they said, hey, we might need you guys, so you can break for lunch and come back at 1:30.
Yeah, and then sit for...
And at 11:30, and like, I know I'm in Santa Monica and I'm near the beach, but like, what am I going to do? Got to go walk through the water? No, I was tired.
Take those shoes off. Yeah. Get those tootsies
Slip off my shoes.
Soak up the sun.
So you got a hell of honest with the judge.
I just learned...
Isn't that weird how that works sometimes?
I repeatedly learn in my life now that just be honest as you can... And life will work out exactly as it's supposed to. Because I wanted to lie and not even go. And then when we got dismissed for lunch, I wanted to leave. And just maybe I'll lie and I'll say this.
Make some shit up.
Yeah, just all this conniving and stuff in my head. And it just drives me crazy. And it just fucks with my sanity. So I was like, you're here until someone tells you you're allowed to leave.
Yeah.
No matter what.
And what else are you going to do that day? Like, that day you set aside for jury duty.
Yeah.
I want to hear what people have done to get out of jury duty. Because I think people have said all kinds of stuff. Haven't they, like, come in with a head wound and been like, not today.
And it's so clearly bullshit, too. No.
Oh, am I legally allowed to talk about what I saw? Because there was an incident.
Yes.
What?
I'm a lawyer.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
There
was an older woman there that had a fracture in her hand. She starts wailing and crying. And... perhaps it was her son that was with her, an older gentleman, just started going, I want to talk to the judge right now. I want to see the judge. And they were like, okay, we can bring you down, because she wanted to get this woman excused because of her fractured hand. And he started demanding that the judge come up there to the assembly room.
Not happening.
But you could feel everyone in the assembly room just being like, dude, you do not, this is not going to work out well for you.
When someone goes crazy, everyone is like, oh, fuck, aren't you glad we're not crazy?
Yeah,
but in this situation, it's not like we're at a Cheesecake Factory. This is like, this could have some very serious ramifications. Someone may not be going home tonight.
But they may get a free cheesecake.
Yeah.
Go on. Go on.
Oh, so they left and we never saw them again.
No. They got murdered.
Yeah, they did.
By the judge.
The juror corral lady took them down.
Like, that's one way to get out of it, is just to be a fucking piece of shit, you know?
Just start screaming.
But maybe she legitimately...
She could have been in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
But no one was giving her shit. She was an older lady with a big cast on her hand.
Oh, yeah. Probably a fake cast, but don't worry about it.
But she didn't speak English so well. So when she arrived and she was told that, like, you could leave, maybe you just need to bring this form to your doctor.
Oh.
Have him fill it out, and then it needs to be sent in. She refused because I don't think she understood that was the option.
I wouldn't understand that. I'm a grown person who went to school, and when you present a form to me, I immediately black out. Like,
I
don't
even excited.
I hate a form.
I am so weird in this, like, here's my fucking chance to shine.
No.
Oh,
hate
really?
A form.
No. I love forms.
I just always know they're going to ask for something I don't have.
Exactly.
I can't fail a form.
They're going to ask like a 501c3 and you're like, I don't have that.
I don't know
what to do about that.
I had a thing once where I had to fill out a new pink slip for a car and I was like, okay, Allie, get it. You got this. And I like, come on. Filled the whole thing out, presented it to the DMV, and they were like, excuse me, bitch, you filled this out they one line. They should have.
Oh, when you do it, the one, line underneath.
One line under.
Hey, bitch.
The entire thing.
Why is it Grover all of a sudden is telling Allie that?
Hey,
you do it underneath?
I did it.
Make it clear that it's above the line or under the line.
But it's not like a, oh, it's okay, we have another one. It's a pink slip for my car. Yeah. And I was just, at that point, I just wanted to.
They took your keys.
I was like, take it. I don't deserve to drive. I can't read this form.
They like cancel your social security number in front of you. They go, see this? Now you don't exist.
Here's a ticket to Bolivia. Get the fuck out of here.
I should be like Nell in the woods. Just don't present me with any documents.
How long did you, were you ever impressed at a younger age that you knew your social security number?
There was a moment where it hit where I was like,
maybe late teens, early 20s, we're like, oh yeah, I got it. Like, you have your social security number? Like, I know it.
There were a couple years there in the very beginning of my adulthood where I realized that for like 2 years I had just turned, I had, what's it called when you swap two numbers? Transposed a couple numbers. So there could be some chick out there getting fucking checks for being an extra on Dharma and Greg.
Yeah.
My brother had his number stolen.
Oh, no. Mm.
He was coming back from Ireland, like a spring break trip in Ireland. They land in Newark.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone gets up and starts getting their stuff, and they say, everyone, please return to your seats immediately.
Uh-oh.
And this is very post 9/11, a couple years.
When shit was
and
rough.
And then they go, would Christopher Sibley please come to the front of the plane?
Oh, no. Damn.
I wish I said his name. Doesn't matter. So my brother.
What's his social security?
Yeah, my brother goes to the front of the plane, and he was met by two guys in suits that did not say who they were.
Suits.
They already had all his luggage and they brought him into like a side room.
Oh my God. Oh my
God. And they knew everything about him.
They were like,
head to toe.
Are you a prince from Africa? Yes or no?
But you
want to
hear the cutest thing?
Yeah.
My brother Chris, he thought they took him off the plane to personally tell him that his whole family was killed while he was overseas.
Yeah, well, would they do that?
Yeah.
They would take you off the plane.
Come with us. No.
I think, you know what's so sad?
I want to know everything.
My first inclination is like, oh my God, they know everything about him. Like, someone cares. Like, that's so sad. Like, if police are like, we know everything about you, I'm like, really?
Well, I mean, they knew where he was born.
So what had the person done, like, with his social security number?
Apparently, there was, like, a binder in his wherever he was living in college at the time that was stolen that had everyone's socials in it.
It's a binder full of women.
Yeah, it was
the binder full of women.
Yeah,
you know those binders.
The binder full of women. What is that from?
It sounds like a UCB.
No, it was some.
Was that Al Gore?
No, it was some asshole politician said, I have binders full of women that I can cite as good. I think it was Mitt Romney or something. Binders of women.
Oh,
everyone's
binders.
Like, you have a binder
of great.
Anyway,
what are those things called that when you're in.
Trapper keepers
full of women.
I love that you both.
Limitless.
Yeah,
trapper keepers.
Like my mind was so far away from the answer to what I was asking, both of you fucking knew
it. I can bear down on that real easy.
That makes me feel good.
Wait, let's play a slumber party game.
Oh, we're already doing it. Oh. It's called fucking just keep talking.
And a shoeing format today.
I have so many questions about everything talked about.
Oh, yeah. Your brother. So.
No. Like, even before that. Okay. Like, there were other things.
The medication thing we wanted to ask.
Let's talk about medication. Let's talk about.
Medication Nation. Prozac Nation.
This game is called Medication Nation. I just got put on Prozac. You're on Prozac.
No, I took it for a month and I could not get out of bed. I felt like
sounds great.
No, it was not. I gave no shit.
That's
shits.
A sure sign of depression. I can't get out of bed. How does that make you feel? Pretty sweet. Is there something I can take for that?
Is there something I can take that will help me with that? Like stay in bed?
It was the worst.
What do I do?
It's different for, I guess, for everybody.
Different people. Some people are like, I took it, it was the best. Some people give it to their cats when their cats are anxious.
Sure.
Yeah, if your cat's feral and it pees everywhere because it's scared, you can give it Prozac and
it pees everywhere because it's happy.
Hey, I peed outdoors today.
You did not. Where? Nice.
Oh, God.
Griffith squatted?
Park. Yep.
Did Griffith you have Park. Any
nope.
paper? You just shook it.
Just went for it.
Were you listening to music or did you pause it while you peed?
Listening to a podcast, paused it so I could hear leaves rustle if I needed to.
Someone came around.
But I was walking on a trail and I was
and
like,
can I ask?
Suddenly I had to pee.
If you don't mind, what podcast were you listening
to? Yeah, let's talk about
we watch
it. It was just a podcast of a waterfall.
Yeah. Like, I was listening to a waterfall podcast.
I was listening to We Watch My Favorite Murder. if you're going to pee in the woods, that would be a good one.
Yeah.
Well,
I was walking and I was like, you know what would be tits right now? I was taking a whiz. And so I looked around. It was a Thursday afternoon, no one in sight. I ducked behind a bush and I was like, let's do this.
And I was like, tits and whiz have had so short a distance between right now. Them in a sentence in a while.
Can we throw in a whiz. Puss for fucking just for the hell of it?
Why do I hate that
I
word?
I don't like puss.
Puss? I don't like puss because it's so close to puss.
I like the word puss because it's like the word cunt is like boring by now.
What
no,
I picture,
it's boring to
what
you.
You.
Cunt is not boring to me.
All right. Uh-oh. Can we kind of ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
What do you picture? First thing that comes to your mind, puss.
What floppy labia?
Oh, it's like not like a cunt is like a sexy
cunt
puss.
Is not cunt is to me still a little bit of hate speech. Like I still can't handle. I'm not.
Cunt is very sexy to me.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a beautiful vagina that's wearing like a custom tailored suit.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
That
and it's
is
like
a confused,
smoking and
that's confused.
Yeah, it is
sexually.
A cunt reminds me of. Like an axe wound.
Okay.
Oh.
It's not a good word.
How about this word? Twat.
Twat's amazing. Twat is the best.
A twat is definitely sweaty from being in the pit.
Okay.
Like a twat
you know
just got out of the
pit. I picture a vagina that has elephant ears on each side of it.
A twat wears a fucking bomber jacket with like a crass patch on the back.
100% in fishnets.
Fishnets.
This is the worst Rorschach test.
Like
audio
ripped
Rorschach.
Fishnets that weren't ripped on purpose. Like ripped that got ripped.
A twat
didn't
and
care
they
that
smell
didn't
like
shower.
Cigarettes.
Here's my problem.
And like sane eyes.
Here's why I love the word puss. It's okay. Because
puss.
Well, here's the thing, Allie. All right, I almost spit her in the
quaff.
No, because Tom, you're saying puss. Tom's saying puss. And there's so many extra syllables when Tom said it.
Well, so Jackie Johnson, who has been on this podcast, and I think said. It on the podcast. Mm-hmm. She's just like, she's got this deep southern, like beautiful. She's like this gorgeous model and she's got this voice. And she's like, you do an impression of her.
Jackie Johnson.
Yeah.
Let me, honey.
You sound I'm like good. You're doing an Al Gore right now.
I know, but she's like the most
second
amazing
Al Gore
creature.
Right.
Go back. If you haven't listened to the Jackie Johnson episode,
get right back into it. It's a fan favorite.
Turn this one off.
Shut this off. It's going to be terrible from here on out.
Yeah, it's just going down.
But so this like amazing southern, gorgeous model person. She does my lash extensions, and she was just like talking about this thing, and then she's like, and then he saw my puss, and she said it in the most casual, hilarious way that I was like, oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So now my favorite, I think of Jackie Johnson when I say the word puss.
If it comes
puss.
Out in Jackie Johnson
puss.
Font.
Yeah.
You know
it
what I mean?
It comes out in Jackie Johnson font.
You're saying it in Jackie Johnson.
Yeah.
You're saying it in like Comic Sans Sibley.
You're saying
it
in Trump
font. Do you know
Trump
what I picture?
Font.
Here, you remember that movie Heavy Metal? That animated movie?
No.
That sort of 70s animation where everything's kind of like gyrating and I can't.
You're gesturing toward your nipples and I don't
you
know
are.
Why.
I'm not gesturing towards.
Just
well,
a little bit.
I'm pinching them so hard. I'm in a lot of pain right
Tom
now.
Tom Sibley hasn't stopped pinching his nipples this whole time.
I thought that's what we were supposed to do.
Oh, yeah.
We're in a comfortable space.
No, but I just picture like a self-sheared vagina cartoon.
Like a razor, with a razor
shave.
Yeah,
with like a razor burn. And they tried to leave the stripe.
You know,
the landing strip.
Don't do that.
I'm so uncomfortable.
But like, they're not very good at it.
He's got his eyes closed. The whole time you were explaining that, I just want everyone to know his eyes were closed.
But it's
like
animated.
The way he was like picturing it in his mind.
Yeah.
I get it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
What else do we want to talk about?
We were going to talk about medication. We touched upon it.
Do we want to? Do we have any interest? I just think it's important. I feel like there's so many people out there who are scared of medication.
Well,
I think being open about medication is important.
Here's the thing about medication.
If you want to be, you don't have to be.
I bring it up with someone that's not on it. The off thing I hear is like, I don't want to be a zombie.
Right. And I want it to change my personality.
It's going to fuck with my creativity. It's like, okay.
And they sound like that. And then they go,
cool your fucking pies.
You ain't that cool to begin with.
Yeah. Bro, you're so. Not that goddamn creative.
You're not so great with. That everyone's like, you know, Tom used to be so creative and interesting.
Really lost his edge.
But now he's just happy and it's so annoying.
No, it just, when I first started taking it, I was quite literally like shot out of a cannon because I did not know how much depression
right.
was had permeated my life. It was everywhere and I didn't realize
big
it. When
fog.
That was lifted, I was...
I
had a very reckless phase though initially when I first got on medication.
You just popping those pills every day?
No, I was taking them and out of nowhere. Just imagine being someone that saw a lot of sadness everywhere and didn't even know that wasn't a thing.
Mm.
And then out of nowhere that's lifted. And I was at that time a active drinker.
Right. Oh.
So I just, you know.
Hey.
I went nuts. I mean, I got very reckless and very dangerous.
That's interesting. I never thought about that as like a side effect of
hell,
medication.
I mean, it was a hell of a time.
I mean, I think it would make you stop drinking as much because you're not as bummed out all the time. And that's
but if
what,
you, let's say, are an alcoholic,
right?
You drink when you're happy, you drink when you're sad,
right.
You drink when things are good,
you drink to enhance any fucking moment that
yeah.
you're in.
Okay. And I was so happy, I was like, well, I have
this. Isn't this great?
I want to drink.
Did you have a good reaction to like the first one you took, or did you have to tinker with a bunch of things to be like, not this one?
No, straight out the gate. Prozac just agreed with me and I believed in it and I stayed on it the same dosage up until like 2 months ago.
Wow.
And then did you just say, fuck it, I got this?
2 months ago, I started to recognize that I was having a strain. My reactions were not lining up with the situations.
Okay. Huh.
With certain things. Like, we were going, like, to New York to record the podcast.
Right.
You know, the We Watch Wrestling podcast.
We Watch Wrestling podcast.
And I could not wrap my head around certain aspects of that trip, and I was,
like
freaking
how you
out.
Were going to deal with being in certain places.
Yeah, there's certain places, certain situations, and it was very, like, okay, this is not...
Triggering.
Yeah, this is not normal.
Was it anxiety or depression?
It was an insane amount of anxiety.
Oh.
Because anxiety and depression, two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, one causes the other, but you don't know which one is which. I get that too, where it's like, you know, we just went to New York and I was less anxious on this trip than I've ever been before. And therapy is the reason for that. But it's like, yeah, this thing of like, I'm anticipating all of these awful things happening. And if they don't happen, I'm going to be angry at myself for having anxiety over them.
Yeah.
And you just get wrapped up in this thing of like guilt over being, over worrying. And then, but also the anxiety that's just there. That was not fucking eloquent at all.
But
some
people
sense.
Were also saying to me, like, well, you're going on a trip. Trips are stressful
exciting.
For anybody.
Oh.
And I was like, I know what that level of anxiety
right.
feels like. This is not that.
Did you switch? Did you switch
no, I
brands?
So I spoke to a what are they, psychiatrist?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he said, you're on the right thing. It's amazing you made it this long on 20.
I agree.
We just pump you up to 40.
Oh, is it working?
I totally agree.
Yeah, that's why originally medication came up, because when I switched it, my obsession with like, I have to work out, I have to eat this, I have to do this, I have to be regimented, has really chilled out.
No, we can tell.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Which is,
that was the worst thing I've ever said in my life.
What?
I said, yeah, we can tell.
Oh.
You look amazing. I'm kidding.
Get out.
I know,
out
that was
here.
Awful.
You know I'm sensitive.
Tom.
Georgia.
Tom.
You know, Georgia.
Tom.
Georgia.
Tom, let's not do this on the podcast.
I'm going to go.
You're going to get another black eye if you're not careful.
Tom, you look amazing.
Another black eye.
No, you look great. You look great. I joked about that because you always look great.
Oh, thank you.
You look great. My point, yeah.
Point was, so
that's amazing.
So tweak it a little. Just tweak that dose a
yeah.
little.
Yeah.
Uppity.
And if that was a major aspect of self-care on my end. You can't just not see anyone for, what is that, 8 years?
Yeah.
And not talk to anybody?
Well, how do you get your fucking refills?
I figured it out.
What?
Whoa.
Not answering that on air, but I get it.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you just go to Tijuana and get a little Zach?
Yeah, I'm just always crossing the border. Yeah.
Do you have health insurance?
Yeah, I think.
Prozac costs a dollar. Like, you
Prozac's
can,
cheap, a cheap
you
one.
You can get Prozac cheaper than, like, a king-size M&M's. Yeah. It's insane.
Yep.
I mean, that's the weird, there, but
you can tell when you say something funny when Steven grabs his notebook and goes to write it down. It's like, you kind of have to give yourself a pat on the back when Steven
goes.
Yeah,
are you journaling over there? Or are you, what's going
Steven
on?
Steven just loves, go ahead, Steven, tell him.
I'm just writing down
funny quotes.
They're funny.
And then sometimes he'll send it to you in an email and then you can use them as the name of the show, the episode.
How am I doing on quotables, potent quotables?
So doesn't far, what does he have?
Two on this page.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Nice. So far, you got two.
That's great, Tom.
This is a contest, by the way.
So well, I know.
One of us gets killed at the end of this.
Yeah. So if you're not depressed now, just prepare.
Yeah.
Because you might.
Yeah,
be.
But if you are depressed out there and you're not, if you think I don't want to take medication because it'll make me a zombie, it can really help, and it saved a lot of people.
Yeah. It can be the tinkering phase is the fucking worst thing. Though.
You're very sensitive, I think, because I'm the same way where it's like, I take a thing and it's working now.
Uh-uh.
And I think you're really sensitive.
I'm very grateful for that too.
Nope. I'm the Tinkerbell over here. Just like, I've tried.
Clap your hands with Prozac, everyone. Or else I'm going to die.
Can I ask you something though?
Yes.
When you take it, are you go like, God, I hope this works, or are you more like, this will work?
Do I self-sabotage? It's like self-sabotage.
I just want to know what your attitude is.
I don't think that's my attitude is, fucking shit, dude, I hope this fucking works.
Yeah.
So I'm somewhere between, but like
I thought Prozac was working for you in the very beginning.
No, fuck the Prozac.
Wait, what's something you were just taking?
I have been taking Zoloft for like a month.
That's working.
It's okay. I have traded so many voicemails with my psychiatrist. Like, we just keep missing each other.
I have the best psychiatrist who now thinks I might have chronic fatigue.
Oh.
Which is great.
I love a nap.
Oh my God, me too.
I fucking hate
I tried
naps.
A nap before this.
I napped before this.
You ever have a coffee nap? You had coffee just a little bit too close to the nap.
And you're like, am I napping?
And you get like a fitful nap.
Yeah. The whole time you're like wondering if you ever fell asleep, but you didn't. But yeah. This is a we don't have children conversation.
I remember the best 4 minutes of my life was when I worked at the LA Times and I worked in this gray cubicle. It was freezing. The refrigerator on the floor smelled like shit all the time. It was just a terrible environment. And one day I had to go home to get like a jump drive or something at home. And I just.
Jump driver at home?
No, I had to. There was a drunk driver in my home.
He jump was very drive. Angry.
Was my
he was wearing a puffy vest.
I had to apprehend him. No, but I went home.
Kodiak work boots.
What the fuck does that have to do with anything? What kind of work boots?
Kodiak work
What's
boots.
What's that?
They're just work boots.
Oh.
And I just pictured the drunk driver in your house is like, you know.
He works at a he's
guy,
like a
he's in about mid-40s. He's in construction.
What?
He's like, I know I'm smoking in the apartment. I'm sorry.
He's from Jersey. He's from Jersey in the 70s for some reason.
Sorry, Allie.
There's
sorry.
Also a whole Buick in my apartment that he's driving. It's a very sticky
what
situation.
Is happening?
Yeah, the
it's
Buick
running.
Is in there. Hazards are going.
Yeah, it's running. Yeah.
Drywall keeps falling on it.
The horn won't turn off.
Yeah.
Why won't the horn
radio's
turn off?
Going
radio's
going and the driver's side door is open.
Talk
he's like,
radio.
I tell you, Allie, this is a real mess. And this is on me. I'll take it.
MGDs?
This one's on me.
MGDs?
This is there's a Miller in the koozie.
Yeah.
What does the koozie say?
Oh,
what is the koozie?
It's definitely camouflage.
It's camouflage.
You know what it says? It says, put your boozy in a koozie and relax.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for, and I didn't know the answer. And we guys, we just drew a beautiful picture.
All right, enough.
Go ahead.
This story sucks now.
No,
it's good.
We just heightened this. We just yes-anded your story.
What would his name be? Like Brett?
No. Yeah, but what does he go by, though? Bub?
No,
that's not a name you go by.
Tunes.
Bud. Tunes.
Hold on, I'm thinking.
No. I'm okay, just Allie, sorry.
I'm just going through a list of all of my cousins'
buddy.
Names.
Dwight.
Blake.
Oh, that's kind of a new name.
Okay. All right.
Dwayne.
Sure.
Marty.
That's my dad's
no,
name.
No, that's his dad. No.
Marty, but Marty works.
Marty
like,
works.
Like, no, you can't have my dad's name. Marty works.
Anyway, I took this Allie. Really good nap.
So, no, tell
so
us
you went
happened.
Home to get a jump drive.
There's nothing like just, being home on a work day.
I just laid down for a minute and it felt really good. Okay, well, it's been this
you guys. Three people who don't have day jobs. Sorry, Steven. Not four. Three people don't have day jobs. And it's been, let's see, when did I quit my job, Ellie? 2009?
You quit your job in July of 2000 and...
I think it's September of 2010.
No, it was before me. I quit mine in 2010. You quit yours in July. You went on leave, medical
right,
leave.
Right, and then I came back for...
And you came back for 1 week, and then you were like, why do I right. know this?
Okay, so I haven't had a job since then, like a day job. Like, I've worked, but not like a go-to-the-office job. And I still, like, wake up, and I'm like, I'm getting away with something. Like, it feels so...
I've never been entirely comfortable with it. I get more and more...
Well, you're an actor. It's harder.
Yeah. Yeah, we're always... search for the next thing, and this and the scepter, is that the right word?
The thing
about that's gonna cut my head off.
Scepter
is always close of like, do I need to get a day job
and then scepter. Something you're right
what did I said scepter
wicked scepter
yeah
okay Tom, what's it like to audition all the time?
I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
It's that's how I know that like acting is
you're supposed to be doing
what I'm supposed to be doing. Like for like instance, stand up, like I can be on like a great show and I know the audience and I'll be like, this is the last fucking thing I want to do. Oh my God.
Stand up?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Really? But you're good at it.
Yeah,
I know, because I've watched your YouTube videos.
Oh, thank you, Allie.
That, sometimes you post them on Facebook and I watch it and say, he's clever.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Yeah, Tom, you're funny.
But like, if I have an audition in Santa Monica at like 4 p.m. for a goddamn dishwasher commercial,
that.
I'm like, this, I can't wait to get
I'm
in there
kill
and
them.
Give them my gift.
That's probably why you book so much, is because you're not crying.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. And I've gotten to the point where I can just go into a room and be like...
Happy to be there.
I'm happy to be there, but also like... I don't know, you think you already have who you want or whatever, but wait till you get a load of me.
That's amazing.
Get a little taste of the sips.
Wouldn't that be nice to have that confidence?
Yeah, where does that come from?
Yeah.
I really love it. That's where it comes from.
So you just love doing it.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's like acting has always been the one thing that like I have in my heart. I know I have something to offer it. That like I'll see other people do. I'm like, you're missing that. You're missing that.
I feel that way that about better. Cats. I'm like, I know. I know I have something to offer. Cats.
You're like, well, look at this hand. It can touch you.
Yeah. That person's petting that cat wrong. I know I fucking.
Can you pet a cat wrong? I feel like you get they have an alarm system called Claws, and you find out real quick.
I just
you can't pet them like
cats.
Dogs. I found that out the hard way.
You gotta
be
gentle.
They don't want you to pet their body. They want you to fucking give them a good scruff behind the ear. Steven knows what I'm saying. Steven has a fucking cat podcast. This guy knows.
He gets it.
Sorry, go on. I'm making this about me.
I'm
Allie,
not a catman.
Allie, let's talk about you for a minute.
Okay, what do you want to
Enough about me.
Yeah, shut up.
Georgia,
oh my God,
are you
hostile
like
with
everyone?
Oh, I'm mad at you. I'm mad at you for a reason.
Brother.
Can I talk about something?
Please.
We can cut it out. Oh, Tom, you look scared. Okay.
I feel like I'm in trouble.
You are in trouble.
What did I do?
Oh, no. Okay. I'm getting anxious.
Here's what you actually did. The other night, I met you and my husband, Vince.
Oh, shit.
At an NXT show.
This is so funny, and I know exactly what
you're
going
to
say.
You do know.
I don't know what that show means.
NXT, it's like the WWE is like the pinnacle of
I still don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, the WWE.
Okay.
You know, the WWE. It's the wrestling show.
It's like the farm league of the WWE.
Yeah. So underneath that they like get people who are like big stars, but they like farm people to be in W, like, right? It's like
It was at the Palladium.
Okay.
Big live wrestling show.
Yeah.
Got it. Now I know what you're saying.
Great.
Because you're using words and not just letters that are smushy.
And like putting my hand on one level and then raising it up on the other as I explain thing. That doesn't help.
No, your hand gestures are not helping. Just say words and not letters.
And keep in mind, I know the story she's about
to tell,
and I've been thinking about it a lot.
I will be the arbiter of whether or not your behavior is egregious.
All right. Allie is the jury. You didn't get out of this fucking jury booth.
I'm the judge, jury, and executioner right now. Is that a wrestling term?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
No. Okay. Allie, all right.
All right.
I'm at NXT with my husband and Tom Sibley, who's like a close friend, and I've been hanging out with him. So happy to see everyone. I look so cute.
Right.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
I look adorable.
Right. That wasn't clearly a burp. That was a mouth fart.
That was a belch. Yeah.
That was an absolute.
You're clearly.
Hey, you're welcome.
It's charming as fuck.
Clearly, I'm charming as fuck. All right. So we go in and we have to go through the like metal detector people who look in our purses and are like, you can't bring this and you can't bring. You know already okay. What I'm talking about, right?
I know where you're going.
They pull out Vince's like teeny tiny, what are they called?
Pocket knife,
but like the ones that have the like Swiss Army knife.
Got it.
And they're like, you can't bring this in to him. And my mom's boyfriend had gotten that, or my mom and her boyfriend had gotten that for him for his birthday. It was like a nice one. And so I said, oh, you can't get rid of that. I'll take it to my car. It's down. It's just like a block away. Okay. This is in Hollywood, in a bad neighborhood in Hollywood.
No.
By the Palladium. You'll get your fucking, by the Palladium alley.
Oh, you can get shanked anywhere.
Anywhere. Especially, even if you're holding a tiny knife with a toothpick in it.
Take it from someone who's been shanked.
Right.
Have you been shanked?
I almost. Been shanked.
Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry. Well,
almost.
Shanked adjacent.
So, Allie.
Yes.
I grab it and I'm like, I'll just put it in my car.
He should have walked with you.
Right. He was like, okay, and like, let me go. And so I'm walking and I'm like, what the fuck? Holding this Swiss Army knife. My car is a block away. It's close, but I'm still okay. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, this is,
right.
And he knows I have a problem being scared. All right. Then Tom.
He knows that your half of your life is an obsession with getting killed by people.
Yeah, right. So then Tom comes. I'm like, slow motion, like Rocky music. Wait, Georgia runs after me.
Oh.
Comes after me. And I was like, oh, Vince is going to be in big trouble because Tom's going to be. And Tom says, can you take this pen too? It's my favorite pen. Hands me a, look at this pen. The shittiest Bic pen. It's not even Bic. It's like a 99. No, you don't get to hold this. 99. Here's evidence. Here's my fucking evidence. One.
Wait.
Hands me that pen and says, can you put this in there too?
And then
walks away.
Whoa.
Allie, that's all, period. That's all I have to say.
Wow.
Holy shit. Of all the things, I gave you a disposable pen. The
shittiest
car.
Look at that. Allie's holding it right now.
If this were.
Explain the pen.
All right. The pen that you have handed me, which Tom produced from his pocket, apparently you have this on your person.
Oh, it's his favorite pen.
It's your favorite pen. It is a white Bic pen with a ink stained and chewed cap. It's something that you would get from like a Holiday Inn for free, but it's.
Or like a 20 pack at the 99 cent store.
It's a garbage pen. This is a garbage pen.
And they wouldn't have stopped him from bringing it in, probably.
And no, also,
they did. They told me to throw it out.
You can't bring a fucking pen into. Number one, where are you guys hanging out where you can't bring a pen inside of it?
It was the Palladium, as whatever. Mentioned.
This is one for Egregious and Kathy Lee, because you've been both Egregious and Kathy Lee.
Your Honor, my actions were unexcusable.
This is
but in my defense. Things were tense, to say the least,
That's true.
We went in.
That's true.
All right.
And
you're not my husband.
Wait. And I'm not your husband.
That's true.
Where was the tension?
The person with the tickets is running late.
Okay.
Everyone's freaking out. Everyone needs to get there. Apparently everyone wants to sing the fucking national anthem. I don't know.
All right. Who cares?
I didn't care, but I am very sensitive to energy.
And pens.
And... pen sensitivity. I'm part of the Pen 15
Club. Sensitivity. I know what that means.
But I saw Georgia going and she was so willing to go. She just grabbed the thing and left. And I was like, right. Oh, I'll just give it to her.
I was very, like, I'll do it. And then halfway out, I was like, what the fuck?
I have a couple notes right, for both go. Of you.
Because of the tension, I was just, in my head, I was like, we just got to get in for everything to be
all
right.
As soon as I came back, Vince, who was waiting there, pulled me aside. I was like, baby. Like, I didn't even say anything. He was like, oh my fucking God, I can't believe it. Baby, I'm so sorry.
Why didn't Vince go with you?
He's like, I wasn't thinking. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, Vince is on notice.
Very apologetic and understood.
Shush. Just
all right.
Shush.
Let's hear it.
Number one, okay. This pen is
about Tom.
This pen is a piece of bullshit. This is
his dead grandfather gave it to him.
Fuck your grandfather. Your grandfather is a cheap motherfucker because this pen is a piece of garbage. God bless you. I'm sure it's smooth as hell, and there's a reason you like it. That's fine.
However,
the Palladium can suck one fuck for not letting you in with a pen. Because you're a white guy who plays a gay man on TV. You're a gentle soul.
Thank you.
You can't take a pen in. Come on.
Well, it's their policy. No pens, whatever. No markers.
Your husband should have offered to go with you.
Abso-fucking-tively.
So that puts him, that's a point in Sibley's corner. Because if your husband's not going with you, how is Sibley supposed to know he's going to go with
agreed.
You?
Agreed.
You could have said, anyone want to join me?
Yeah, agreed.
There. But the pivotal point here is when you gave her the pen and then left her to walk.
Yep. It's just so...
That's a real... That's a real...
You couldn't have written it better. I run over and she's like, thank God. And then
I'd be like, oh, Vince is going to be in so much trouble when Sibley walks me to the... Oh, no. Okay, I'll put your pen in the car.
Even handed her drugs or like a vape or something that would be like, but I give her the disposable, donkiest looking pen you've ever seen.
Like, if it had been 10 years earlier, I would have just driven away.
Oh, well, I'm shocked you got your pen back. I'll be honest with you.
I walked them to their car. So
Tom,
I can get it back.
And now I want to let you know that's not the pen.
Whoa, it's definitely the pen.
This is definitely the pen.
Because you can't find, I wouldn't even know where to buy that pen. You have to steal that.
I got this for free from Second City, like when I went to see a show there several years ago.
It's just, number one, how does it still have ink? Number two, that looks like a pen you would steal from a check cashing place. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not a pen you can even purchase with money.
No. It still writes. I always like to have a pen on me.
All right.
And this pen I've had for a while, and you can actually see what you thought was ink.
Oh, boy.
Is actually probably very, very old resin from a one-hitter.
All right, here's what we're going to do right now. We're going to burn the pen just to, like...
I was just going to... How's the medication working on those obsessions of yours? Because
We're getting there.
You're pretty much...
Obviously, you know, work in prog.
And this feels like a TLC show about, like, I married my pen. Like, this is, like, one step away from, like also, the people that try to fuck the Eiffel Tower. Like, that's almost...
When I got back, too, after Vince apologized profusely, I went through the line, and I had fucking pepper spray on me. And
oh, my
chick
God.
Was like, you got to get rid of that. And I was like, will you take it, please, honey? The world is dangerous.
Did you give it to her?
You gave her your pepper spray?
She was like, I can put it in that box over there. You can get it afterwards. And I was like, I really want you to take it. She's like,
did you get it afterwards?
No, I gave it to this chick. I was
good
like,
for you.
Take it. What if she uses it someday? What if she pepper sprays her
Or what
child?
If you're reaching for your pepper spray and then you remember like, oh, that night. Whoa.
I have wondered where it went a couple days and then I remembered as I told this harrowing fucking story.
I'm sorry.
Good God, that's good.
And I have
that's
not a leg to stand on, and I sincerely apologize. And I will be very aware from now on. You know, since you didn't die, you probably ended up saving someone's life because now I'm going to be hypersensitive to walking everyone to their car.
Yeah, I feel like
I'm going to walk everyone to their car tonight.
Always walk people to the cars.
Yes.
Just do it. It's just, even if you're a man and you walk another man.
And I'm usually pretty good about doing that, especially I take this class sometimes in Hollywood, and I always will walk people to their car, and I apologize. I
Thank
sincerely
you. And
apologize.
I want to also. I thought it was hilarious.
It's such a funny story.
Have told
it is the absolute.
But
funniest.
I also want to say that Vince is not a dick. He's apologized profusely for
Vince is made of chivalry.
I mean,
it's shocking to me because Vince is one of those people where it's like, hey, I saw you eating beef jerky and I thought you might need a toothpick. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You're amazing.
Yeah, I just think it was the tension of like, and just we have to get in
and
that
Vince
people
is,
weren't
when
thinking
it comes
straight.
To wrestling, Vince is like different brain, different mindset.
A little switch flips, huh? And it's just like tunnel vision to
I
the
think
ring.
It would bother him to miss the opening of the show.
Oh. Yeah.
And I think that was his real worry.
For sure.
This is an interesting world I'm getting a glimpse into, you guys.
Yeah. Here we are.
Can I ask about a midnight snack yet? Or
oh, yeah. Oh,
do
God.
Do you have a midnight
Tom's
snack?
Like midnight snack.
Quinoa and fucking...
Are you a healthy eater?
Protein powder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I've been midnight snacking lately?
Tell us.
A little. You're doing a butt dance on my couch.
I'm wagging my tail.
A little wiggle butt.
What I'll do is I will take a scoop of protein... Powder, chocolate.
Okay. I knew
preferably.
It. I called it.
Hemp then, protein, whey protein. What are we working with here?
What's that? Just a whey protein.
Okay. All
right. And then I take, I pour just the littlest amount of milk into it.
Milk?
Yeah. I have a roommate and I use a little bit of her milk. She has like maybe
she
like
hates
skim.
You.
Just, I mean, when I say a little bit, I mean like a dash. And then I scoop of peanut butter, like a teaspoon, just like a half teaspoon of peanut butter. And then I mix it all up together and it becomes a very, I guess, viscous sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I eat that very slowly.
Oh.
It's sweet. It's delicious.
Is that I have a question for you guys who are healthy. Is that a meal replacement if you're eating like protein powder is like a meal replacement, right?
Well, I mean, I thought, Stephen, did we not say midnight snack? Stephen, was midnight snack not said?
Can you?
We're
can
not
we
talking about meal
that?
Replacements.
Can we? But so, but a whole scoop of
Your Honor, if you could, go back in the transcripts,
I'd like to be excused
transcripts.
From this. calling it back. Call back. This is Callback Corner.
Okay, so but midnight's not going to be anything. I mean, you could be eating like Valvoline and it's fine. Is Valvoline? Is that an oil?
Is that the direction you want to take, Booby? No. Is that what you want to do?
You can
Valvoline.
I don't know. Is a Valvoline an oil? Is it a motor oil?
Something with Valvoline.
If I was at a diner for a midnight snack, I would. Right now, in my gut, where I would go pancakes.
Okay. But I think that that's a solid midnight snack because that's, but your protein powder situation here, this weird, like a, this bodybuilder batter that you're lapping up alone, like with stolen milk. I think that that's a good midnight snack because it's fucked up and that's great.
It is weird. Oh, okay. For sure.
I used to make this, back in my Atkins diet days, I used to take, protein powder and fucking like egg powder. I don't know what I did, but I would make a cake in the microwave, a brownie cake, and it was disgusting.
Gross. Is this an easy bake oven? So you were like 7 and you were just like cooking up an easy bake
oven. Sure. I was 7. Let's blame it on you. let's not be an out of work actress in Hollywood on the Atkins diet eating rubbery cake out of a mug
with a Valvoline.
Had a little dash of pencil.
Oh, the mug cake.
Yeah, mug
cake. In a mug kind of thing.
Yeah, but healthy, fucked up, low carb cake in a mug. It was 2004. That's what we did. We didn't eat carbs.
You didn't
then.
Know any better. You didn't know any
you
better.
You ate
Bubby.
The weirdest shit that was like low carb.
What are you eating? What's your midnight snack right now?
Yeah. Oh, what's my jam these days? I'm having a real issue with almond butter. I just am housing it.
That's good shit.
How do you consume it? Just on spoon to mouth?
Spoon to mouth, man. I'll go through half a jar a day. I don't even like the taste of it.
You don't?
Not really.
But what do you mean?
I don't know.
Because it's not peanut butter?
Yeah.
Peanut butter is so much better.
No, I know.
Reward yourself.
And peanut butter is rife with fungus.
It's making you fucking strong.
Wait, what do you mean fungus?
Peanut butter is just, I think it's alpha toxins. It has some shit in it that's like a fungus that gives you cancer. Peanuts are nasty as fuck. And there's also rat hair in them. There's like a certain allowable amount of rat hair.
We all eat a little rat hair every now and again.
That's not a lie. We all eat a ton of rat hair.
You guys, wait. If you get like better quality, like don't get fucking, I don't want to get sued, but don't get a shitty brand of peanut butter.
There's some mold in it.
I go Trader Joe's Red Label.
Yeah.
Mold.
Yeah.
Mold.
Mold's okay, though.
Fungus. Alpha toxins.
So how can
someone look that up?
Almond butter isn't the same thing.
I don't know, man.
You don't know.
You don't know.
It probably is.
Literally no idea.
Same factory.
Put some honey on it. Boom.
I do that sometimes too. Okay. Anyway, that's a pretty garbage midnight snack. Well, what do you got? What do you eating?
What are you doing?
Well, last night, Vince and I got home from watching the Cubbies win the World Series.
Congratulations.
I don't care. Congratulations on drinking.
It felt right in the
moment.
Thank
you. I'm not from Chicago. It's just fun. And he made me a fucking grilled cheese sandwich.
God,
and
there's, the
they have sliced, I know, dude. They now have this like sliced provolone blue cheese. It's like sandwich slices, but they're blue cheese.
Oh.
Get out of my town.
And I know.
And he made that with the grilled cheese?
Grilled cheese with that and cheddar. And then...
That and cheddar?
And...
I'm leaving.
And then I have one other thing he did.
I'm walking into traffic.
I have this... It's like truffle paste.
Get out. This is the most unctuous.
This is where you diverted. A fork came in the road, and I'm going the opposite.
You know what?
It'll overpower the deliciousness of the other two cheeses.
You already have blue cheese going on. You might as well add a little more unctuous.
Yeah, this has a lot of musky funk to it.
Oh, dude. It was, and it was like crispy and like, oh my God.
What was it? Was there a meat or no?
No meat. Okay, just like cheesy straight cheese. Up.
Okay.
Oh no, there wasn't meat because he was eating beef jerky and I grabbed one and just fucking ate bite for bite. Oh my God.
Get it, girl.
Dude.
Didn't I have an ex-girlfriend, though, that ate all of Vince's jerky once?
Yeah, Vince bought... Are we going to get in trouble for this?
It's just fun to say.
Just put a period there and move on.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you reading any good books?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead. It's called She Ate All the Beef Jerky.
Fuck.
I just finished a Kurt Vonnegut book that I found in my Kindle library.
Well,
Sorry House 5. It's a classic.
Love it.
I haven't read it.
I have never
read it. So good.
I have a whole section of Vonnegut's and I've never read
Slaughterhouse 5. It's historical fiction.
Real easy read. Real just plow right through it.
Gorgeous. I fucking hate, don't say that. I hate it when people give recommend a book and they go, it's an easy read. It goes fast. Because then I feel like they're immediately picturing, like, what has pictures that I can recommend to this person? You know what I mean?
It does have pictures.
That's on you, though.
I know it is.
As a reader, when someone says that, I'm like, oh, okay, so this book is not going to last me.
Mm. Okay.
Very long.
But when someone's like, "Itsy," I feel like someone's being like, "You should come work out." It's
that's
we barely break
the
sweat.
You
you're
see the
real
world.
Dumb. It's
they're just
you.
Saying like, "It's not a heavy one." You'll you know. You
Slaughterhouse
can just,
5 is not a heavy one. It's about
it's
animals.
Heavy, but it's no, it's not.
Isn't it about a slaughterhouse?
Yeah, but it's not.
The slaughterhouse that they're referencing,
right?
Yeah,
is not. What you're thinking.
Okay. Right. You're thinking of, what's the one that the guy,
Animal Farm.
Animal. No.
You know what? I'll help you out with this. It's not an active slaughterhouse.
Killer.
I'm thinking that you might be thinking of, what's the one that Upton Sinclair wrote?
I think you're.
Anyone?
That's me. Oh my God. I am.
Blowing
are you
up.
Blinging up?
I was judging both of you.
Why
I'm
is
like,
your phone
how?
On the ground?
What's, cause I'm more comfortable with it there.
That's cool. I don't know what Upton Sinclair book, but that's okay.
Slaughterhouse 5 isn't about. Okay. It's about World War II more than it is about.
I just haven't ever read that one.
It's really good.
Okay. It's fucking good.
I'll get to it.
What are you reading, Allie? Oh, yeah. What are you, Tom? Allie, keep talking.
Should I keep going? I don't want to be.
I'm kidding.
You're our guest.
Oh, okay. I'm so mean to
well,
you. I don't know
thing.
Why I'm so sorry.
I like yeah, to what, read. What, like,
are you guys okay?
I like to read like interesting stuff, something like a Kurt Vonnegut book, a lot right. of Murakami and all sure. this stuff. But there's these three authors that write books that you can buy at fucking like Duane Reade or CVS
yes.
or whatever.
Yes.
And rule. Just get some butt wipes. I've get read, some of this book. Dish soap. Whatever.
Dish soap, butt wipes. And I've read all the Jack Reacher books. I've read.
What Jack Reacherounds?
All the Jack Reacherounds. I've read all of them.
Who doesn't think of that when they hear that name?
As soon as I hear Reacher, I'm like, ooh.
Reaching for what?
Reacher.
Yes. Well, you guys, I just think about if you read the books, you'd kissing. Be thinking of a 250-pound former military police officer.
No, pass.
That just travels the country and finds himself in some very precarious situations.
I like it so much better if it's cute homoerotic stuff.
Yeah.
Ugh, I love...
You like homoeroticism?
I love just the idea of two men enjoying each other or lay. I just think it's so cute.
Yeah, I get I'm just happy like, when yay. I see a gay couple happy.
Because they had like, to overcome so much
shit. And I'm like, get it. Just to be able to walk down the street holding hands. And you're like, good for
fun. I get so excited.
Is that some kind of... Would that be offensive to tell a gay person?
Yes.
That... When
you
I
think so?
Like, I live in West Hollywood, yeah. and sometimes I'll be driving down the street and I'll see two guys holding hands, and I just think I'm so excited to live in an area
yeah.
where like that is, you know.
I think yelling out the window, "Yay!" is okay.
Cute. Yeah, okay.
I Yay. Just yell. I roll down my window. You did it! Yes.
And then like that gay guy's screaming at us yeah. from the car.
Like, go for it.
Go, girl.
You only live once, boys. Or I mean, girls.
I think it just got offensive. Just now.
Just took it. Just over the top.
Now, you're just your dialects. Oh, wait. No. Okay. So, Jack Reacher.
No, I just, sorry. I always try to read like, you know, stuff that'll expand my mind, that'll really impact me. But then as soon as like these four authors release a book, like I read it in
well,
like
yeah.
a week.
When it's
like,
easy to read and they're not trying to.
Is it like a espionage books?
No, they're all quasi detective novels. Okay. I love that kind of
you're
thing.
Like a
one is like a detective that's almost supernatural. One is Jack Reacher. He's a nomad detective, and one's John Corey. He's a hard-boiled former New York detective now yeah. working for the anti-terrorist task force.
Quick question. Sorry.
What's your question?
I just want to know if he takes shit or not.
Oh, probably not. Shit.
No, just does he take shit? I bet he doesn't.
I bet he doesn't take
yeah,
shit.
I'm saying.
Oh, not neither three of those men.
None
oh,
of them
no,
take
absolutely
shit.
Not. They haven't
right?
taken
okay.
shit in their
I just,
lives.
I meant take shit, like not a shit. Let's
I thought you were
this.
Asking me. I just want to know: do you read these while you shit? I thought that's what you were trying.
Please,
to
Please, let's take this and just excise this
I
entire
was like,
portion.
How does Allie think that in this novel it's like he took a big dump? And then he went on to...
Yeah, novels should have way more portions of like... The lead
imagine.
Character going like, I really got a
what
shit.
What would this detective read while he took a shit?
So, those
like
joke
Playboy.
Books. Those joke books joke that your grandparents had, like, on the back of their toilet.
Oh, the Uncle John's readers, too.
Yeah.
101 or old Reader's Digest.
For my birthday, can we change the subject?
Oh, my God, your birthday's a Sunday.
No, I just mean, just in general, that's all I want for my birthday, is yes. to change the subject away from
Allie
my grandparents' buttholes.
thinking about.
Do you remember, like, the grandparents' shits.
No, we, oh, boy. We changed the subject.
Oh, it had a very certain smell.
That was not like changing
you
the
knew
subject.
Your grandfather used the bathroom.
It was percolated coffee.
Who's, I guess
I think it was percolated coffee.
Cheap percolated coffee.
Oh.
Do you ever, are you ever, like, out at a nice dinner and you're like, I'm within.
No, this is all you. I know this is what you're saying.
Of everyone's butthole right now.
Yeah, no, you do this. You look at food and think, this is all going to be shit someday.
Yeah, sometimes I look at it, I look at food and I'm like, wow. That's going to be poo.
No.
Couple of hours.
No.
Depending on your your enzymes.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Anywho,
really?
That's
fascinating.
Pre-poo. Yeah.
No, I don't want to hear that.
Meals are just pre-poo.
I mean, right now it's cheese and I'm going to eat
it. Do you just see, like... restaurants is like shit houses. Yeah, it's like,
hey, do you guys want to go to that outhouse?
That's a real shit factory right there. God. Nobu and Malibu. They serve up some great pre-shit.
She just keeps yelping restaurants saying this place is a shit factory.
Let me tell you something. A warning about this food turns into shit as soon as you eat it.
I mean, it's delish. It's a delicious shit factory.
Hey, I need to make some shit. I better get some supplies. Like a falafel.
The wait staff is lovely, though.
I'm going to kill
you. You know y'all are just shit suppliers, right? I don't care if I need a reservation.
Oh, God.
Why is she drive a Buick at this point?
What's another... a slumber party game we can play.
A quick one.
Yeah. Perfect day.
We're almost done.
Perfect day? What's your perfect day, start to finish? You can do anything. Or maybe Kill a Benjamin would be good. Okay, let's do Kill a Benjamin.
You're broke.
Let's say you... God, you're negging him so hard.
I don't know why. It's because I like you and we're friends and like I know that...
Does she neg like this on everybody?
She used... two more with me and then I started getting wounded and then
I don't know what I trigger in you to cause you to do this to me, because when someone does this kind of thing that she's doing, the negging, it's about them.
I
don't know what it is about me.
Attractive men make me aggressive.
I think that's why you sometimes would neg me,
because you're an attractive man.
Yeah, I think I have a
you're a very
no, I'm
attractive
being playful
man,
I'm being playful.
I think she's taking you down a peg because she finds you charming and wonderful.
Okay.
I'm being playful because I think you're someone that I can be myself around, and it turns out I'm a real asshole.
There was one time I met up with you and Vince at Flappers in Burbank.
Yeah.
In beautiful downtown Burbank.
Yeah.
And I was just so excited to, like, see everybody. And I think I was having a rough time around that point. I was just so happy to, like, be around people.
No.
And... Georgetown, G-Town Concrete over here, not having it. She's like, she's so positive. Cool it. It's a Sunday in Burbank.
Sorry, I'm the worst. Tom, it's because I really like you.
Thank you.
I'd be so fucking one note around you if I didn't like you, but I will try to be nicer and I apologize for...
No, it's having fun. That's how people connect.
All right, let's hear about killing a Benjamin.
Okay, let's say you had $100.
Yeah.
Spend it any way you want. Some stupid... what would you spend it on? A Benjamin. Get it? Because it's a Benjamin. Benjamin Franklin. Killing a Benjamin. Do you get it? It's a segment.
Oh, killing I put that together early on. Okay. Yes.
Now you're nagging him.
I thought perhaps it wasn't clear. I say it as though he's familiar.
Right now, I would want to... I'd take myself out to a steak dinner.
Yeah, steak dinner.
By myself.
Okay.
You don't even want to be around anyone else.
No, not that time.
What would you order?
I would get the biggest... filet they have, rare, garlic mash,
green beans,
asparagus.
Okay.
And then dessert, full dessert, coffee.
We got to talk about fucking shrimp cocktail. Scrimp cocktail, though.
I don't fuck with scrimp cocktails. Mm. Oh, wait. And if they have mozzarella sticks.
Wow. This is a fancy fucking
steak.
It's like a really good place, but they've got like chicken tenders also on the menu.
It's also a bowling alley.
You know what? At a fine steakhouse, they usually do really good Caesars.
Caesars are great. Or what about a French onion soup?
No.
What are you?
It's too much. It's just too much work before the steak and everything.
Okay. A Caesar. What about a... what do they call them with the blue cheese and the bacon and...
Wedge.
Wedge salad.
Yeah, if they have a wedge.
Yeah, you'll fuck with that.
Of course. Yeah.
Get up in it.
Yeah, that's what I would do right now. I would ask if they have non-alcoholic beer. If not, bottle of sparkling. And then some kind of chocolate-based dessert.
Like a molten thing you have to order at the beginning of the meal.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes.
I like when they're like, heads up, before I give you a menu, are you going to want a souffle? And you're like,
check yes. Fuck yes,
yeah,
on that.
Yeah, I'm
get
with
it
her.
Ready.
And then by then you're like, I don't fucking want the souffle, but you're oh, like, no, you but always I gotta want eat it.
I gotta eat my souffle.
And I and then the coffee. There's nothing I love more than having a big meal and then ordering a coffee at a nicer restaurant.
But aren't
restaurant.
You scared you're going to be up all night?
No.
Get a decaf and get it with a half and half. That velvety, buttery half and half that they have at steakhouses.
Put a scoop of your garlic mashed potatoes in there and stir it in.
What are we
Georgia.
Making? A bulletproof?
No.
More like a bullet shit coffee, right, fuck. Stephen Ray Morris?
From the Purrcast.
Hell no.
And I would just be, I'd be creating the best shit, Allie. Oh,
I mean, just.
For the following morning.
Stir it up.
I couldn't wait to take that shit.
Stir it up.
Mwah, a prize winning dump.
That's what this episode is called. No, it's not.
No.
I really am sorry. I have older siblings.
No, don't go get up in your head about
mean.
This part
just,
of it.
And the thing about. It is that you gotta fucking, like, be on it. And so part of that to me is, like, this, like, playful punchiness. But I don't, but it's mean, and I don't mean it to be mean. And I'm sorry to both of you.
We will weather this
Steve,
storm
Steven, I don't
together.
Think I've been mean to you yet. But I'm sorry to Allie.
But
once,
Steve,
just wait
that
till you
checks
get close
in the
enough.
Mail for yeah. sure.
Steven, you're getting there.
As soon as you feel emotionally abused,
you know,
it means
like
she loves
when
you.
I shit all over you constantly, and I make you very self-conscious.
Then you'll feel terrible.
And then you'll allow your friendships
but
blossoming.
Loved. Listen, love is all about... people being mean to you.
Whoa.
No, it's not.
Oh,
Jesus not my Christ. Life. No.
I am damaged. That's why I can't take enough pills.
Well,
guys, let's do
fuck that.
What?
That was my favorite pregnant awkward pause we've ever had.
That was
podcast.
Chill.
Wait, okay.
What's,
fuck that.
What's happening?
I just laughed because it was just a cute little hiccup.
Oh, we end the show with fuck that.
Fuck that.
One okay. thing you love so much, you want to fuck, and one thing you hate so much, you're like, fuck that.
Yeah.
One thing I love so much.
We start with the hate, that way we can talk about what you would slow bone as an ending thing. We end on a positive note. Okay.
What do you hate?
What I hate today in jury duty, when I was sitting in the hallway waiting to go into the courtroom, the floors of municipal buildings.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
What about them?
It's just so cold and unforgiving, and there's no creativity. There's no warmth. I'd say municipal buildings alone. That kind of thing. It was such a confirmation to me. Like, thank God I went into the arts, because this is not for me.
I like the there's some deco aspects to them that I like, though.
No, those
not
tiles that are
fucking
like
fucking Santa Monica. This wasn't even like, the tiles. It was that one. Solid, I want to say, like, heather
never ending
floor.
Heather.
Yeah, never ending.
Are there flecks of sadness in it?
Yes,
like, definitely laid down in 86, right? Like, it's not so old where it's cool.
Not the 60s,
you know what I mean?
Oh, no, we're nowhere near old cool,
right? It's
we're just
shitty.
In like a lot of bad divorces,
yeah,
a lot of drunk driving deaths from Billy, the drunk
Billy.
Driver in your home, before.
Yeah, that was in my home, right?
Marty, Billy Martin.
Okay, so municipal building tile. That is very specific and appreciated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get it. You honed in on a thing that no one has ever said on this podcast. And next time anyone who's listened to this is in a municipal building, they're probably gonna want to do a little stomp on it, or maybe take a little tinkle on it. I don't know what
there's a reason they don't open those top floor windows all the way. They'll let them open a crack because you would just jump.
You'd just jump out. Same with hotels. I think that every time I want to open a hotel window, and it's like, oh, this won't open because they know that I want to splatter myself below.
Jesus Christ. Oh,
I travel a lot. I get lonely.
I know. I've seen your social media.
I spend so much time
alone. You travel quite
I
often.
Sure do. You know,
a lot of airplanes.
So many airplanes, a lot of radiation. There's a lot of that moment where I get into a hotel room and the door closes and I try and figure out what the hotel smells like, and then I try and figure out how the shower works. And there's a good 6 minutes of me being like, the fuck, how does this shower work? And then I just
go
to
sleep. Take a shower, or you just like want to see how it works?
No, like, you know, I'll get usually I get into the hotel at like 10 o'clock and I have to be up at like 5 o'clock, so good. I just shower with my clothes on.
let them dry overnight.
Yep.
And I just put them under the mattress.
Yeah, it's really glamorous. Georgia.
With the body. Well, you go first.
Okay. A thing I hate is when you are at a restaurant and you're like, you're going to catch up with a friend. It's going to be a good little catch-up sesh. And you're like, yes, I want to hear about your life. And then they seat you at a table so fucking close to the next table where you're pretty much eating with them, even though there's maybe an inch between your tables.
And there's other tables open.
Maybe there's other tables open. Maybe there's not. But either way, you're like, I can't even have a good discussion with you because everyone's listening to everyone else's convos.
And if you don't like it, you're the one with the problem.
You're the asshole.
Yeah. Do you ever like when you're about to sit next to someone, look at what if they've ordered yet? Like what extent they are into the meal?
This happened with me.
This is going to take that. They haven't even ordered yet.
I walked out of a restaurant the other day because I was going to catch up with a friend who'd been going through some shit. We get into a place and they were going to seat us 1 inch away from a couple that still had a menu.
Oh.
And I turned and I was like, get the fuck out of here, man. Yeah. I want to hear the real shit.
Bye.
That is the lesson.
Yep.
That's something I know we haven't gotten to that part, but I'd love to slow fuck that right there. You just being like, no, we're not going to eat here.
Nope.
I want the experience with another person more than I want this restaurant.
Yeah. Exactly. And I ate tater tots for lunch down the street. That's okay.
It's all going to turn into shit anyway.
It's all going to be poo.
Yeah, you were just creating some prize winning shit for later in your evening. I couldn't wait to get my cheeks to the bowl to make my prize winning deposit.
You're the worst Southern landowner ever.
Your Honor, if I could have been given receipt, I would have accepted it.
So much okra poo. Wait, Georgia, what do you hate?
I hate. Oh God, I hate so many things. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I know you hate me.
I'm so no, I Steven, don't. Steven,
she's gonna hate you soon enough.
She is hate so many voodoo dolls at Valley Ward.
No, I don't. I don't do that.
I know, a lot of people do.
I hate that, Allie, I bought you a birthday present over a month ago on Etsy and it hasn't arrived yet. And so now it's going to look on your birthday I'm going to be like, oh, it hasn't come yet. Which I've said to a million people when I haven't bought them their birthday present yet.
No, please, this let the record show. I know you. You're good for presents. You're good on presents. Always good on presents.
I actually kind of suck. And this time I like fucking went for it and did it and got you like a cool thing that I was excited about. And today I emailed the Etsy girl and I was like, hey, this thing hasn't come yet. And she was like, oh, it should have come by now. I'm like, you're not helping me. So this weekend, it's going to look like I was like, I didn't know. No,
I will make sure that I personally go around to everyone at the party and be like, Georgia's gift is in the mail.
Do you mind?
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
As a favor to Georgia.
Yeah.
Make it about her.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I just hate that. Like when you, it's that thing.
Is this what you hate? Is this your hate?
Okay. Yeah. It's a thing of when you actually put some effort and earnestness into a thing.
Yeah.
And it just backfires. Shits the bed.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work. And then you have to convince someone that you put earnestness and effort into
it. I believe you. And you know me, I have such gift anxiety. Every time I get someone present, I'm like, oh, they fucking hate it.
Yeah. So, but the thing is, I was like, she's going to fucking love this.
Oh, I'm excited.
And then it didn't come.
Oh.
This is good. This just extends my birthday.
That's true. Maybe it'll come before Saturday. I don't know.
Oh, who cares?
It'll come on Saturday. All right. What do you... I'll do...
What's a thing you love?
Okay.
Thank you for ordering something, by the way.
On Etsy of all places. So it's like fancy.
You're supporting someone who quit their job at an architecture firm.
Okay. I love... And my acupuncturist... So I have sciatica. And my acupuncturist told me to order this thing. And I did it, and it's one of the best things I've ever fucking owned in my life. It's a body pillow.
Okay.
But it's like a candy cane on both ends. It like curves in on both ends. So one side is a pillow, and one side is between your knees. And it is what?
I'm just picturing it.
It looks like this, I'm trying to be able to be smart enough.
Right.
Because this is a podcast.
It looks like a big C.
It looks like two muscle emojis put...
Right.
Connected.
It's look like someone's put, I mean, like, I'm showing you your muscles.
Yeah.
It's, well, if you go on Amazon,
two
it's
arms
called
a, pointing to the beach that's in the center.
It just looks like a sea, you guys.
Yeah. It's called a snoogle.
Don't diminish.
Snoogle. S-N-O-O-G-L-E. And, okay, first of all, like, it's like hugging you.
Nice.
It's like when your husband and you share a king size bed and you don't touch at night.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it'll hug you for him.
Got it.
No, it's fine.
That's awesome.
No, I'm kidding. No, we're great. It's good. It's the best.
So you put this thing between your knees?
You put one side of the C between your knees, and the other side is like your pillow.
Oh, got it.
But it like has a, it's so cool.
So it's the length of half of your body.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then like curved in like a candy cane on both sides.
So you just straddle this thing like a pony.
Oh. Right. You ride the pony.
It's amazing. You also wear like a thunder shirt? Like, you know how dogs wear those things? When you go to bed.
No, but here's the sexy thing. I wear a CPAP machine.
Do you still do earplugs and a sleep mask?
No, now I do a headband headphone thing. Right. And I listen to Sleep With Me podcast. And I am the hottest.
Geared up.
I'm geared the fuck up.
I want to see a montage of you getting geared up for bed. My Lord. Just like
it's a great idea.
Suiting like a SWAT team's how they get suited up ahead of time.
Yeah, like, that great moment. Yeah. Yeah. In the
all
movies,
the pills I'm taking.
And just metal here, the hearing of metal on metal, just clink, clink, clink.
Yeah, yeah.
Switches
you're checking
flipping.
Your rounds.
Yeah.
Checking the chamber.
Allie, what do you level end on Tom's love?
My love is very specific, and it's a product they're not sponsoring this podcast, but it's this bath soap that I'm just tickled by.
Oh,
I very much enjoy it.
I noticed you took a bath earlier.
I took a bath before you guys got here.
I saw
had a
suds.
Nice one. I did. And you know what's so great about it is this shit's sudsy as fuck. It's the sudsiest soap I've ever used. It's called Dr. Teal's, and it comes in a blue bottle.
Oh, I've heard of it.
You can just get it for like $6 at the store, and there's a kind, it's like a ginger and clay, and it's detoxifying.
What?
Whatever. It's Epsom salt and everything in it. So you just pour it in the bath, but there's something about it where the suds last fucking forever. So you're in there, it's 3 hours later, and you're like, I'm not getting out until these suds are gone. I'm enjoying every last goddamn
bottle. I'm going to eat all of these suds.
I eat the suds. I get very sick. I retch into the tub.
It's and then you're like, I'm not getting out of the tub until
I'm done retching.
For my vomit is... Okay.
It's that's very lovely. Detoxifying. I'm just saying that if... Treat yourself.
Dr. Chills.
Dr. Chills. Treat yourself.
Dr. Chills.
It smells delicious.
I can smell it. It smells nice in here. Tom, what's your lap?
I love the movie Moonlight.
What's that?
What is that?
I saw a movie last night called Moonlight.
Okay.
And I saw it at the Dome.
All right. Can you stretch this out a little longer?
Yeah.
Am I going too long?
No, it's just... I'm sorry.
It's just... it's like, let's shit all over Tom.
I know. It's not just me.
No, because I'm waiting for you to describe the movie, but you just keep giving me more details about the screening.
I wasn't a screening.
Okay.
I saw it at the Dome.
I don't care. What's it about?
Oh, my God. How am I the mean one?
And I also...
I'm just saying that...
When I took a whiskey before the movie started, as I was leaving the bathroom, guess who walked in?
You didn't take a whiskey. You took a whiz.
Yeah, I took a whiz. And as I was leaving from taking a whiz, guess who walked in the bathroom?
Ben Stiller.
Christopher Nolan.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I must be in the right place if Christopher Nolan has seen this movie. Yeah. And you know where he sat at the Dome?
Next
where?
To you.
No.
On your lap.
Front row center.
The
what?
Fuck?
Who the fuck's up there?
Literally.
Psychopaths.
The very front row in the center.
Psychopaths.
Of the Dome, of that huge screen.
So what's it called, Moonlight?
It's called Moonlight. It's about a young African-American kid in three stages of his life, from a little boy to a teenager to an adult man.
Mm.
And his sort of journey as being a gay man.
Mm.
But... Well, going into this movie, I thought like, oh, it's, I've seen this before. I know how this is going to go. No, it doesn't matter that he's gay or black. It's just an absolute movie about humanity and what it's like to be a person in this world.
Did you cry?
Yes. It was a gorgeous, gorgeous film.
How was the soundtrack?
And it was great. It was really good.
Sounds
it was
like
a good
a
mix
soundtrack.
Of like classic and some good rap songs and stuff. And God, I can't get the movie out of my head. I want to see it again.
That's a good one.
The performances were just...
Stellar.
Just unbelievable.
Can we call them stellar?
Yeah, there were stellar performances across the board. There's a moment where a guy teaches a little boy how to swim in the ocean.
Aww.
And it's this goddamn gorgeous moment that, like, you're just so happy that you get to see this.
Is that where you cried?
It.
Yes.
Yeah.
That got me for sure.
And I'm going to see this.
It's a good one. I'm sorry that I was anxious to know about the plot. I had never heard of it, and I just wanted to hear what it was about. Good job. That
was
a good
review. I'm sure you'll be able to see it. I think it's definitely going to hit the award season pretty hard.
Mm. Yeah. Do you get those sweet ass SAG screeners?
Yes.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm coming over.
But I'll just The thing is, I get them. I love going to the movies, so I usually see everything, and then I get the screener.
I don't see anything, so bring them over, please.
Okay.
Tom, tell everyone where they can stalk you on online.
Oh, you can find me at the Tom Sibley, both Twitter and Instagram, and thetomsibley.com.
You want to spell your last name for people?
S-I-B-L-E-Y.
And then, of course, listen to the We Watch Wrestling podcast.
Oh, yes, of course.
If you're not into wrestling, it's still a fucking fun, awesome, hilarious podcast by three comedians who are just hilarious people. So you don't need to be in wrestling, or if you want to learn more about wrestling.
It's a comedy podcast about professional wrestling. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a good niche. You've got yourself a good niche.
I've got a real niche.
Totally. Don't you?
Yeah.
I think it's good.
Good people.
We're Allie and Georgia, and this is Slumber Party, and you can listen to a bunch of them on Feral Audio.
That's so true.
There's a lot of good episodes. There's a lot of good podcasts on Feral Audio.
Feral Audio's got some good shit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, check it out.
Like us.
Tom, did you have fun?
I did. I hope this was good.
Did you like so this? Good.
Yes. Oh, I had a lovely time.
You did?
We're stealing
like
your pen.
Forgetting that I wasn't really even thinking about doing a podcast for most of it. I was just enjoying.
Okay. That's good. I was almost going to say something mean, but I am a nice person now.
We're not going to put your hand in warm water.
No, but we are going to steal your pen.
Fuck. Get that pen.
Thanks for being on.
I'm putting it back in my pocket.
Bye. Bye, Tom.
Bye.